Kudus now on. Okay, so we are dealing with Ma'aseh Behemah. Rabbi Yisrael Limon, you here? Okay, with Ma'aseh Behemah. When is Ma'aseh?
Yeah.
So therefore, you have to be Ma'aseh every year. Every year, there's no chilek. Even during Shemitah, I believe this is true. Every 10 animals, you have to separate one tenth. Every 10 animals, you put them in a pen, and they file out of the pen, single file. And you hold in your hand red paint. And every 10th animal, you have to go make a mark on the animal. This animal is Ma'aser Behemah. The halacha is you're not allowed to be Ma'aser the animals from last year and the animals of this year. Any animal that was born last year cannot be part of the process of putting them in the pen and having them march and marking, counting the animals and marking with a red pen, which one is the 10th animal. So when is the new year to separate the old animals against the new animals?
Tishrei.
So it's Machlekes in the Mishnah. Tanakama says, Echad Be'elul. Tanakama, the Mishnah, says the first day of Elul, that's the Zman, the cutoff point. Any animal that is born before Rosh Chodesh Elul is last year. It goes in last year's collection. Any animal that is born after Rosh Chodesh Elul is next year's collection.
As you know, Elul has two days.
So you go the second day, the real day, Rosh Chodesh Elul, because we have 2 days. So Tom based Mishnah, they will Mekadesh Al Piriyah. Whatever it is the Aleph Elul. So along comes the Tanakam. That's the Tanakam. Along comes the Rosh Chodesh Elul. They describe Yechad B'Tishrei, the first day of Tishrei. Amr Rav Yochanan Mishnei Mekrecha Darshu. What's the source? Machlek is Echad Be'elul, Echad B'Tishrei. It's one pasuk.
So both of them, yeah.
Same pasuk. Love shu chodim hatzoyin. Vamakim yadfu bar. May the kodim, the kodim means may the word kodim is another word for sheep. It's another word for sheep, and they should wear, let's see the translation over here in the Mesifta, because I don't see any Rashi over here. No, there's a Rashi. Rashi over here says, Love shukhanim tsoyin, mikra hu besefer tehillim. This is a mikra in sefer tehillim. Let's see the Rashi. Love shukhanim tsoyin, vamakim yadfu bar, yis. Roi'ahu af yoshiru. Yes, Roi'ahu af yoshiru. The Gemara is going to explain the pasuk. Love shu, look at the next Rashi. Love shu, karim tzoyin. Mislabshois hakevosim she misabrois. The sheep which are pregnant. Okay, so love shu. And ya'adfu bar she hazariya tzoymachas v'nikeres yofe. So what does this pasuk mean in more detail? So let me over here go to the Mesifta, because I didn't prepare. Love shu says in the pasuk, Love shu, the tzoyin will become fat with meat because they are pregnant. Okay, that's what we're saying over here. The word chorim means love shu chorim hatzoyin. How is he translating the word chorim literally? The tzoyin is love shu with bosar, it seems. His love shu be bosar alidei she his amu. Oh, it's down here on the bottom. It says, "Achrei perushal hatehilim b'toyisus perush machirim b'susidon kodim kivasim shmeinim." Karim means, that's what I thought originally. It means fat sheep. Mm-hmm. Kodim is another word for sheep. We have different words, synonyms for the same word. And the word tzoyin means sheep. Shlemi, we are in daf ches amud aleph. We are learning the machlokes Tanakam and Rav Elazar and Shimon. When is the Rosh Hashanah for Ma'aseh Behemah? Is it Rosh Chodesh Elul or is it Rosh Chodesh Tishrei? So it says over here in this pasuk, they're both learning from one pasuk. Love shulchanim hatzayin, mislabshes hakevasim shemis abreis. So over here he's teaching here the word chorim to mean
fat?
Sheep that are fat.
When are they fat? When they're pregnant.
When they're pregnant.
Mislabshes
hakevasim shemis abreis. They're fat with basar. Then when it says in the pasuk yadfu v'amokim. It's a time of the year when the valleys, ya'atfu bar, they are dressed in grain. Bar means grain, which means that you're now at a time of the year when you go out into the field, and what do you see from the airplane or a helicopter or a drone? You see the land is full of grain. It's a beautiful sight to see that the earth has produced produce. There's food, what to eat. When it's the summertime, you go in the airplane, what do you see? You just see scorched land with nothing there. What does it say on your shirt? What does it say there?
What is Yisroi Ahu Af Yashiru?
The next part of the passage is Yisroi Ahu Af Yashiru. Look at the Rashi. Benison Okay. Next Rashi, yes.
What do you mean when the zriya, when
the seed blossoms, when the grain in the ground? What time of the year is there an abundance of grain during the year? The chag ha'asif b'tekufas hashana, Sukkot time. That's the machlokes between. We're going to see that the machlokes. When is called Rosh Hashanah? Let's go right. Let's go a little bit further. We'll clarify everything in a moment.
Next.
Yis roi ahu af yosha. What does that mean? B'nisan kishagi azman akotzir the harvest. V'yatavu bakashim shalah. And the grain is in its stalks. In its stalks. V'ruach min hashavis. The wind blows. V'hein noikshim zoyal zo. It produces a beautiful sound. The sound of grain, food.
And it sounds like, as if, and it seems like as if they're singing.
V'nirois kimish shoyros, like this. So therefore the word yisroyahu means they're banging. They're banging, that's a fancy word. They're banging, the sound of the banging is a song.
What is af?
Af means also. Af means also. There, let me look over here what it says in the message for a more precise translation. Here it says Bizman love shot slowies Kishagiasman Hakotsib Nisan Vatwothe Bakashim Shalah, Tina Shemuhamaruach Bahashibolim, Nikesha Zub. So he's just reading Rashi. He doesn't say any more than it says in Rashi.
So Yaftabar is Rad, that's a continuation. Yaftabar, the valleys are filled with Tvuo.
Right, so now the Gemara is making the drush. Let's
that's a continuation.
Right, so let's see the drush. Okay, so we have three expressions.
You said Sukkot time.
We have three. We already have to give you three expressions. We have Loshu Chodim Hatzoy. Number one over here, the sheep are fat. They're pregnant. Number two is Vamokim Yadfu Bar. And the valleys are filled with grain. And then it says Yisro Abu.
That's a continuation.
Continue the same pasuk. Yes.
No, that's going on the bar. Yisro'ari. They're full and they ripened.
And they're making noise.
Yeah, Avishira.
I mean, lashon of truas, trua, through trua, you make sounds. They're making short sounds.
Remaining
sound. When the bangs one against the other, af yoshir they sing. Now the more makes a drush now. Remeir sova. Emosa love shu kodim son. When are now? What are we focused on in this daf Gemara? We're learning the sugya of ma'isa behema. Our focus of attention is on the animals. When is the cutoff time of the year when it's now we're going to do Maisa Behema? So we're going to focus on the cutoff, which means the pregnant animals that are going to release. Hello? Vachayim. Vaita. Imosa love shukarim atzoyim. Bizman shahamokim yatfu bar. When is the time of the year when the cutoff, when the sheep are pregnant and they're about to discharge their offspring? If at the time when the valleys are ya'atfu, they are dressed in bor, in grain. They mosai amokim ya'atfu bor ba'ador. They are.
Rashi says nissan.
Let's see. No, look. Let's see. When are the amokim? When are they amokim? They are dressed in grain ba'ador. Now, what does that mean? Who explains? Now, how long? What is the gestation period of an animal? 5 months. An animal, not like a human being, is 9 months. A behema daka, it takes 5 months from the moment of conception till the moment of birth. Vatahar vatelate, there's a 5 month gap between conception and birth. So if the animals get pregnant in the month of Adar, so you have Adar, you have Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, that's it. After Tammuz, they come out in Chodesh Av. Misabris the Ador, they get pregnant in Ador. So let's say they get pregnant at the very end of Ador. Let's assume we'll give the latecomers all the way to the end of Ador. So then you have Nisa, full Nisan, a full Iyar, a full Sivan, a full Tammuz, and not later than the last day of Av are they going to be born. The Yoldos be'Av. So therefore, if they're going to be born in Chodesh Av, when is the next cutoff point? Rosh Hashanah Shalohem.
Elo.
That's the Gemara's drasha. So Nachmol Gemara's drasha. The Gemara says, "Love Shukadim Hatzon." When do the Gemara is making a drasha? When do the tzon become pregnant?
Yeah.
When is the mating season? Animals, not like human beings, animals mate at a very set time of the year. They don't just the Prushim.
Yeah.
They don't just mate. They mate at a very only a miyuchadik zman. And that is in Chodesh, in Chodesh Adar. That's what it says in Pasuk. Right? It says when love should, when do the karim, when are the love should karim atzon, when do the tzon become fat because they become pregnant? It's an expression that the pasuk tells you what. You know when they become pregnant? It's when va'amalkim ya'atfu bar. It's when the valleys are dressed. There's a blossoming of grain. It doesn't mean that it's ripe. It's ripe. This tekufa of va'amalkim ya'atfu ituf. They're covered. It's not yet ripe. They're covered in grain. This is Chodesh Adar. Now, the end of the pasuk, we have not yet darshan. It's Yisroi Ahu.
Oh, and in their, this sense, is that when you pick them off?
That's when you harvest.
You need a little bit more.
There's a chilik between the tekufa of Ya'atfu and the tekufa of Yisroi Ahu.
Okay.
Ya'atfu is an earlier Zman. Yisroi Ahu is a later Zman. Fine. Now, the Gemara makes a little more.
How do you mean Yisroi is a later Zman?
Because it's more growth, they make noise. When the earth is just covered with vegetation and the wind blows, you don't hear any sound. They need to be mature, they need to be higher off the ground in order for them to sway in the wind and they can bang against one another. You need a little bit more. It's okay. Like the Kohen Gadol. You never want the Kohen Gadol's hair to grow longer where a hair is too long to bang against another hair. Each hair has to touch the root of the next hair. So there should only be one sound they go to Kodesh HaKadoshim. Vaita. Rameya Savar, Emosai, Love Shu HaKorem HaTzoyim, Bezman Shah Mokim Yad Fubar. Veimosai, Mokim Yad Fubar, Ba'adar. Misabritz Ba'adar, Vildas Ba'av. Rashon Shulchem Elu. That's according to the Tanakam. Tanakam is Stam Mishnah, is Rabbi Meir. Tanakam is Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Elozer, Rabbi Shimonoim, Emosai, Love Shu HaKorem HaTzoyim, Bezman Shay. So he darshan. No. The Taich of the Pasuk of when the Karma Love Shon, it's the end of the Pasuk. Bizman Shayis Roy Au Af Yashiru Emosai Shibolim Oim Roy Shira Benisan. So he takes the pasuk. We have to see how each one does what each one does.
So Rav Shimon, I don't fully understand.
There are two parts of this pasuk. There's the earlier Zman, the later Zman. The earlier Zman is when the earth is covered with grain. Ituf. There's two Zmanim. There's a Zman of Ituf and there's a Zman of Yis Roy Au. Ituf is a Zman when it comes forth from the ground. Yis Roy Au is the Zman when it's fully blossomed and they bang and make noise when the wind blows. Okay?
Yeah.
There are two Zman. The question is which is the Iker, which is the Tofel? Which is the Iker Zman, which is the Tofel? So the Gemara says, according to Tanakamo, the Iker Zman is the first Zman. Oh, what then do we need the second half of the Pasuk for? No, we'll come to that in a few moments. But the Iker Zman is the first one. According to the second man, the Iker Zman is the second Zman. That's the Shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. So Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon says, let's fast forward 5 months later. V'yoldos be'elul, reish shashan shalachem is tishrei. Frag the Gemara, very nice.
It's also 5 months. This
question is, which time is of 5 months? It's a month later.
Oh, I got it.
So now the question here is, v'idach na nami hoksev yis roi au af yoshiru. Kasha, what, according to the first man, the Yama, that says that the biggest man is when the one of the karm love should sign. When it's Ya'atfu Amokim Bar. So why then does the pasuk continue and mention this time period called Yisroi Ahu Af Yashiru? Oh, so according to Rabbi Meir, Yisroi Ahu Af Yashiru, and the Rahu Be'af Losso, the latecomers, the Elter the Bachem, they get married a month later. L'chaim to them.
So 1 second, Idach Nam Hog Siv Yisroi Af Yashiru. So. Rabbi Meir is saying,
so Meir says, Ahu be'af los. There's another part of it, the second part of the pasuk. There are the early comers, the spring chickens, and then there are people that get married later.
So, how do you
in
pronounce
life.
This? Ahu
be'af losa. Af losa means the late comers, the late bloomers.
Oh, like you find by Marcus Barad.
Right, excellent.
Kielosaino.
Unbelievable. This guy knows Kotar Akul. You should be saying this year. Kiafilo is saying.
Well, you know it. You
I don't know nothing. I don't even know what day it is.
So a second later, you mean the later that when they become pregnant?
The later,
pregnant?
So there are the animals that mate early and the animals that mate late.
I got it.
What's the Iker? The Iker are the ones that mate early. And the second part of the pasuk, Yis Roy Ahu, Af Yashiru, is referring to the Elter the Bachem. Right. The Havin Benisan, the Iduch. Now he says the pasuk, what about the Kurman? The Iker is the later ones. Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. Two against one. It's a little bit against the mayor. Ain't Adam, I made myself die to a mayor. No, The ikas man.
So the idach nami is referring to Rameir who says Rav Avshia.
Yeah, you have two parts of the pasuk. What does each one do with the other part of the pasuk? Yeah. They do not need. The idach nami says the pasuk. I'm not me yatfu bar. Ahu bechoraf yosa the osan me ador. Notice he says those are referring. They're too early. They're too early. Look at Rashi. Rashi says Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah Shalchem Elul the Samach Legomer Shazman Zman Chodesh V'Yoshan Shalchem.
And what's the place where?
Look at the Rashi Dibur Masla. Rosh Hashanah is going back. Rosh Hashanah Shalchem Elul, according to the first man, the one that says the Elul. The Samach Legmoroi, it's near the Gemar Zman Chodesh V'Yoshan Shalchem Lechidush Hashanah. It's a new Zman.
Yeah.
What's the word v'yoshon shalohen? I don't know what that word means. I don't know what these words mean in Rashi. There's a change in the gears, by the way. Ois beis, the Bach.
What is the Bach?
The Bach. Everything I think about the Bach, I think about when he came to Shemayim, it says they let out Gehenim was let free. The Samuch Legomroi who? Zman. He takes out the word Yoshon. He takes Legomroi.
Yeah, because it doesn't make sense otherwise.
Who's Zman Chodosh? Oh, no. Now it makes sense. The Samuch Legomroi, who Zman Chodosh? The Yoshon Shelohen Lechidush Hashanah. It's the end regarding the new year. Okay, it's a fancy way of saying it's the Rosh Hashanah.
No.
Okay, next. Bezman Shelohen.
Oh, I got it.
You say the word who. When you add the word who, everything makes sense. Bezman Shayis Roy Ahu Hashi Bolam when they make noise. So the Gemara says, what is the first man that we do with the second pasuk? Ahu be'af losa yesh l'chotzoin ha'ma'atifois u'ma'acharois l'kabel zohar ad nisan. There are latecomers. There are some latecomers. Avol rubon ma'ador av. Most of them get married early. Be'esh adra me'na. That's the word about the other man. The Gemara says, the chorif. They're very sharp. The other man says, what is the other man? Ahu
be'choraf
yosa. So this over here, Moisar Odom and Abhema Oyin. There's no difference. And there's the fundamental machlek is here on Tanoyin. If it's Kedai to get married early, what's better? What's the Iker? Is the Iker to get married early and the other ones are the latecomers? Or the Iker is to get married late and everyone else that gets married, they're chorif. They're very swift. They're very sharp. They're able to go and pull it off when they're much younger. Solve all the world's problems. Here, there's a lot of yisaidus that are going on over here. It's a pelted gemara over here, talking about. This is dvarim ha'im din beruma
yisrael. Chafaisa means later. That's some other.
Vaita. Okay, the also mad. I think we're gonna make a singles. Like an organization. We're gonna call the singles organization called Aflosa.
Nee.
Aflosa, you want to give a donation to our organization?
And the concept of the Muslim Reb Shimon.
So what does he do with the pasuk? He darshens the end of the pasuk. So what does he do at the beginning of the pasuk? That's referring to the chof, that's called the choraf yosa. Choraf yosa. We give a new building in Lakewood. We're called
choraf yosa. Means that what?
They go there swift. Mm-hmm. They're very swift. They chaperayin right away. When they're 14 years old, gidel be'in
l'shtotim.
What do we mean to just say the pasuk love shukaru? In other words, the we should be juxtaposed. Since he learns that the ikur is the end of the pasuk, so we should juxtapose that part of the love shukarim tzayin towards that part of the pasuk that talks about that's the ikur when the stalks are in full blossom and they make noise. That's when they get pregnant, and then you calculate 5 months from there. You end up that the Rosh Hashanah is going to be Tishrei. So remember, so if chavi boylei, the pasuk should say love shukarim tzayin bisman sheyis roi ahu af yashiru vikanami damokim yatru bar. We have a kasha. In other words, according to this, Rabbi Lozer Shimon, if you're telling me that the Iker Zman of Ibor is going to be Nisan, then the Pasuk should put that Tukuf of the year right next to the words Love Shukadim Tzoyim. Okay. So why is there a Hefsek? It's Mamash a Hefsek between this is Inu Hadin and Chosin Kala.
Yeah.
Why is there a Hefsek in between the two? So there's such a good Kasha. they slug up the shirach.
Me?
Ella, Amar Rava. I bet you surely wouldn't say that. You see, he wouldn't say, because he's a married guy. He doesn't joke around about this. He's depressed. People that are married, you know.
Ella,
Amar Rava. The Kuli Yama loves Shukarim Tsoin. Yeah. Love Shukarim Tsoin, Bisman, Shamokim Yatu. Everyone agrees about it. Everyone agrees. The Ikazman is Samach Bochab Yaldu Sech.
It's other.
That's the time. Gida be'ena de sitna. Get married when you're 14 years old. The world will be a lot better place. Bahacha, Bahai Kro, Kamuk over here, the Gemara completely rejects the whole shot. Someone's calling. Shurach.
Me? That's in me.
The Gemara is the El of Hacha, Bahai Kro, we have a whole loop shot. The Gemara rejects this, the whole loop shot. Aser to Aser.
You mean everybody agrees that pregnant other?
The Iker's man is out. Mamela, when will the animals become be born? The animals are going to be born in Elul. So if all, so we should say that, which is, no, in Av. Everyone agrees.
Yeah, but and then Elul is the cutting point.
Oh, that's the Shiloh. Until now, we were working with Svar. Until now, we said the Merdek is out. Yeah. We said that since when the animals, they come in.
This is for sure. Across the board, 5 months it takes.
Five months, that's for sure. Yeah. The Shiloh over here is until now, the Gemara worked with a very important Yisoid. That the Rosh Hashanah will be the closest moment to the Zman of Yitzil Olam. The closest moment to when these creatures come into the world, the next closest breakpoint is going to be the Rosh Hashanah. That was the Gemara's assumption.
Yeah.
So the Gemara worked backwards. So we have to make it work out. When do they come into the world? Do they come into the world of the Chodesh of Av, or do they come into the world of the Chodesh of Elul? Yeah. And the Mela, the next closest breakpoint, the next closest Rosh Chodesh will be Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara now is rejecting that Yisoid. And the Gemara is saying is L'chol Hadeus the Yitzil Olam for Roiv Behem Adakos is Av. Av.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense. Av means father. Av. Av, they come into the Welt. They come into the Welt. They have an Av. When they come in Chodesh Av.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so then it should be L'chol Hadeos that Rosh Hashanah should be the next closest breakpoint of Elul. Who says? Who says just because you arrive on the scene, the whole world dances around you, and the next closest moment is going to be your Rosh Hashanah? Maybe we should wait. We should wait. We should wait a month. Sit back and relax.
Mm-hmm.
So the Gemara says, Taka, that's the Machlokes. Aser to aser, b'shnei ma'asrei sakosuv midaber, echad ma'aser behemah v'yechad ma'aser dogon. So the Gemara makes relief. This is a drasha. You have to give two ma'asres. Ma'aser behemah, ma'aser many drashas. Everyone's favorite drasha is aser b'shvil shetis asher. Money, oyev kesef lo yista kesef. Say to a person, I want to say two words. Pasuk, koheles kesef. A litvak will say. Ya kesef, ya ana esakol. A chosid will say, oyev kesef, lo yispa kesef. Right?
Ramea
sova makish masav himu masav dogon. Ma masav dogon, samoch legmoro yisuroi, just like masav dogon, the closest moment when it comes into the veld. When does dogon come into the veld? Dogon comes into the veld, besamoch legmoro yisuroi. Let's see Rashi, what that means. Rashi. Maaseh dogon simul digomo yisur. Rashonu l'mashos tishrei. Less man the polik. This is the Beferish of Mishnah.
Maaseh dogon tishrei.
We learned that 7.5 years ago. Remember that? Rashonu, 7.5 years ago we learned the Mishnah.
Everybody agrees Maaseh is for dogon.
Maaseh dogon is for Rashonu, it's tishrei. Remember 7.5 years ago you learned this Mishnah? Rashonu l'mashos. Rashonu l'mashos tishrei. Fine. Rosh Hashanah Masros is Tishrei. Tachi Tani will come on. Bebraisa. V'Tishrei Samuchul Gamarhu. The Kol Yimoy Sachama Manichim Livash Begdonais Shabbosodos. When do you do the harvest? The harvest is done in Chodesh Nisan. Chodesh. Chodesh and Yoshan. When do you harvest the grain? You harvest in Chodesh Nisan.
No.
Yeah.
No, the dog and all the.
When you harvest.
First of all, you harvest on Sukkot time.
That's the vegetables.
What vegetables?
The harvest of grain is done in Nisan, at least the winter crop. They do a summer crop sometimes, but the winter crop.
No, that's not the problem, because you look in Rashi by the Pashanoi, it says it would dry it out throughout the summer.
Oh, that's what Rashi over here. We just read that Rashi over here. And what do you do after you cut it off? You don't eat it right away. It's too wet.
Oh, I'm sorry. You cut it off. You're right. I'm sorry. Yeah.
And when do you eat it? Lopea.
You let it dry in the winter.
I'm sorry, you're right. So Rashi says, so Diva, when the Torah says, when do you get Nif, what is Nif, this is the Derech Olam. you cut it in the spring, Chodesh Aviv, and then you put it away in storage over the entire summer. And then when it gets cold, like today was the first day of winter. You feel it outside. It's the Litvak territory today outside. The Varma Yidden.
So one second. So he compares it to Matzah.
So therefore, just when it comes to Dagon, when do you give everyone? There's less man the pollock. The Maizah for Dagon is in Tishrei.
Nay.
Because that's the Zman when it begins to get cold.
Yeah.
So therefore you have to give. That's when Zman,
you take everything inside. Silo means you mean in the storage facility. Storage.
So therefore, you take it out of the field. So therefore, that's the zman when you gather it in from the field. The Torah says you give ma'aser. So everyone agrees on the ma'aser.
Up to there, that's the previous year.
And anything afterwards is the next year.
Right.
So therefore, in the same pasuk is aser to aser.
So same as behema also.
And one is ma'aser is going to be the same zman tishrei, where makish ma'aser behema to ma'aser dogger, just like ma'aser behema. Let's see Rashi in the morning. Sorry, Rashi in the morning. The Moses says makish. Just the opposite. We don't look at the Zman of the year. We look at...
Oh, you're right, because Ramea says Elul.
The concept. What is the concept? We don't look at the time. When do you give Maaser Dagon L'chol Hadeos? The Torah says...
Tishrei.
Is Tishrei. Why? Why not? Because that's the Zman. That's the concept. That's Somuch L'gomroi Isuroi. So too, when it comes to Maaser Behema, same principle. Samach legamroi isuroi lechol hadis. When is samach legamroi isuroi an animal? When does the animal give birth? The animal's give birth in chodesh af. And the male, when is going to be the samach legamroi? Samach legamroi is going to be elul.
Just like by dagon.
Right, dagon. That's about the zman. Dagon. When the dagon you give meiser dagon in tishrei because tishrei is samach legamroi. That's the Metzias. When do you bring the grain in from the fields?
So the sense is Mas Mahengman, some
Gomroi. When is the Gomroi? Everyone, right, it's Av. They give right. Birth in the Chodesh. So when is Samuch Lugomroi? Elul. That's
so hold on demand. A second. So hold on a second. So and Dagon has to go also the same way. Dagon, where's the cunning park Tishrei? And what's Samuch Lugomroi? A month before. Just like you say about.
No, what do you mean? Dagon, everyone agrees. When is Samuch Lugomroi by Dagon? There it's a gzeres hakasav. The pasuk says that the zman of giving ma'aser is via safta when you gather it from the field.
Right.
So therefore, the Torah is telling you by dagon samuch legamrei. When is samuch legamrei by dagon tishrei?
When is samuch legamrei? You're already done. You mean samuch legamrei?
Gomrei means when do you finish bringing in? When does the average person finish bringing the grain from the field into the silo?
Sukkot time.
No, it's before that. That's what the Gemara said. The Gemara said in the summertime. I'm sorry, I didn't explain well. The Gemara is saying the average person in Eretz Yisrael, in time of the Gemara, in time of Chazal.
Summertime?
They bring it
in. But that's when you let it dry.
Right.
Outside.
At the end of the summer, you take it from the field and you bring it into your silo.
Okay.
So by most people, the Gemara is telling us a Metzias, a Mesoira. By most people, they have finished bringing in their grain from the field.
I mean, Elul.
Tishrei. Into the silo. Right before Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, right before Rosh Hashanah, they conclude the process of bringing the grain into the silo. And the Torah says, now I want you to separate Maaser. So the Samuch Legomroi, the Metzias of Samuch Legomroi by grain is Tishrei. Now the Pasuk says, Aser to Aser, compare Behema to grain. So just like by grain, there's a principle of Samuch Legomroi, we're going to take that principle and apply it to animals. When do most animals give birth? In Elul, in Av. So when is Samuch Legomroi for animals?
A month later.
Not a month later, the end of the month. The same exact thing as grain, the end of the month, as soon as you finish. When do most animals finish giving birth? They're all done, they're all finished. Paternity leave is over by Rosh Chodesh Elul.
Yeah.
Government gives you paternity leave. It's over. Rosh Chodesh Elul, get back to work.
Okay.
Over. Okay. So that's called Samuch Legomroi.
Okay.
So Sir Amaz, the Maxim of the Mazdog, Ma Mazdog and Samuch Legomroi Yisur, Af Maz Abim, Samuch Legomroi Yisur. Rebbe Loz, Rebbe Shimon Savri, Makish Maz Abim, Lamaz Dagon, Ma Mazdog and Rosh Hashanah heals. No, we're not going to be Makish the principle. We're going to be Makish the date. This is the chilik between the machlokes Rav Meir and the Rav Shimon's machlokes a litvak and a chosid.
My mice and dog and Rav
Shana. A litvak. is always into the technicalities.
My Maaseh Dagon Rosh Hashanah Shaloi.
That's the Hasidim, they're into the principles.
My Maaseh Dagon Rosh Hashanah Shaloi. Which is Tishrei.
Is Tishrei. It's Zman. Technical data. Tishrei. Don't tell me principles of Samach L'Gomra, Yisuei.
So that means, so according to him, you have 2 months.
Right. Right. The animals finish giving birth. The animals finish. Whoever said you have to follow the principle.
Okay,
the animals finish.
Okay,
you get another month off.
Okay.
Maternity leave. Another month.
And then next.
Af masim em Rosh Hashanah Shlo Tishrei Nugmar Vaita. My Rebbe told me the nusach mitin udrinin and naya unfang mitin udrinin the sugya. The echad b'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah Lashanim. On the first day of Tishrei Rosh Hashanah Lashanim. New Year's. What does that mean?
The new year when Adam and Rishon was born.
Adam was born in the second year. He was born in the second year. The first year he was Aleph. The Eibush that made development in the
Chafei
Adam.
No.
Okay, so that was the Moshe 5. Chafei El. So that was year one.
And that's according to Reb Shuah, Reb Eliezer's
Machlokes. That's according to Reb Eliezer. Reb Eliezer says in Nissan.
Chafei Adar.
Oichen Machlokes between Litvak, Likvin, and Chosid. You go from Machshav, you go Lemaisa. Litvak is always Lemaisa.
You know what's a Pella?
Everything is
when
always
When
you
say the world was created, Tishrei, the months came, but the months came later. How do you understand? Then the months come later? But Frat, these names, Tishrei Elul, this is all Babylonian months.
Fine, that's another sugi. That's a different sugi. That's a whole other shmuz. Vaita. B'yecha b'tishrei v'ashon l'shonim. L'may hechasef. V'or halacha. Amra ha'papa l'shtoris.
What's that? L'may hechasef. Amra ha'papa.
L'shtoris. L'nogia one.
Yeah.
What is it? L'nogia l'shon? What's l'nogia l'shtoris? Shidrei chav ha'mugdamim su'un ha'munucham k'sherim. You want to know the l'minyin, like you go to chasna, ashtar, k'suba. Leminyan, Sha'omi, Moinan Khan, Brooklyn, New York. How many years we are? We're in 5,000 Halofim, Tav Shin Pei Beis. Rashi.
The Tanan, one second. The Tanan, Shtura Chayv, Amagdamim, Psulman.
When we discussed the great way,
what do you mean, Macharim Ksheirim?
If you predate a star, because you're going to be Tav in the Lukuchais, Shalaiki, when we spent a lot of time on this, we can't go this way now.
I don't remember.
We did it last week. No, you were here. We did it last week. It predated a star. If you have a star and it's predated.
Nay.
Predated.
Nay.
So what's the problem? Nay. Let's say I owned, if I borrow money from you, and we predated, let's say you're going to have permission to collect, to repossess property from someone else.
Wow.
So if you predate a star, it can be Gneva. Gzela, you're repossessing property from someone that's from someone shloiked in.
Yeah.
But if you have it postdated, no harm can come.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I remember. Yeah,
so we have to have a system in place to know how to date documents in which year the loan took place. So Nachmol, back to the Gemara over here. Rashi says, Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim, L'Maychus, L'Shtarvus, L'Tchilas, Shnos, Hamalachim, K'Depreishes, B'Reish, Perikir, we learned this till Dav Beis, Faita. Frech, Digimara, V'yot, Hamalachim, L'Mishnah, B'Yachav, Nisar, Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim, V'Amin, L'Maychus, V'Amachus, L'Shtarvus, Kasha, Stira. We learned, Dav Beis, that when it comes to Malachim, what do we mean that we date the Malachim with Nisan? What do you mean, Malachim? In order to use them as an anchor for dating for documents. So I have a stira over here. Tell me, Rosh
Hashanah,
says, no, Lakosh Kalamachi, Yisrael Kalamachi, Muslim, there's a Goyish king, there's a Jewish king. The Yiddish king is Gobasar Nisan. The Goyish king is Gobasar Tishrei. Unless the Goyish king is good, he's a good guy. He's a good guy.
But yet, you date it by the New Year's.
You date.
Started from Tishrei.
That's the machloik. That's the answer. That if you have the Malchi Yisrael, you date the documents Nisan. You when you want to make a.
So you're telling when it says Be'echav Tishrei, it's referring to the Goyish Malach and the Goyish Kings.
Today the Zman is that we have a different dating system.
No, I'm talking about when we're Malachim.
When they're Malachim, they wouldn't say Tishrei. They would say Mechodesh Arishon. They would
say. Okay, Mechodesh Arishon.
Of this.
What was the kasha? We thought we're referring to the Malchi Yisrael.
So we have a stira. We learned in the Daf Beis that Be'echav B'Nisan. Is Rosh Hashanah l'malachim?
Right. And what's the theory?
My nafkamin. I mean, who cares? How many years a king is in office? What difference does it make? It really makes a difference to you to know how many years a king is a king.
Me.
The Gemara says you're right. It doesn't make. We need to know the day of the king. We to date documents because you would date today in the third year of the king Yoshiyahu HaMelech, in the fourth year of
Chizkiyahu. So what was the kashim? The Gemara says.
So here it says that we date shtaros based on the kings, and the kings are from Tishrei, not from Nisan. So it's a stira. It's a stira as when we date documents. Do we date documents from Tishrei, or do we date documents? As you have to know the starting point. You have to know to break up the years. When is the new year? When you want to put it in a document. We have a stira. One, we learned that Beza, we go Basar Nisan, and here it says we go Basar Tishrei. So the Gemara says it's not a stira. You're not really dating from the years. They didn't date in time of Chazal, Tavshin Pei Beis, Hail off from Tavshin Pei Beis. They dated from the king. We have this king is in office, and it's 2 years into his malchus.
Right.
That's when this transaction took place.
That's I'm talking about when Goy Shekin.
So we have the Gemara doesn't tell us Goy Shenatikosh. The Gemara just tells us we have basically just a king. We don't even know what king we're talking about. Goy Shenatikosh, or wherever the king is, whatever. We're not even discussing that. So we have a stira. In the Daf Beis, it says that when we date documents, we follow the kings. We date the document based upon the number of years a king is in office.
And from when?
And from when? From Nisan. From Nissan.
We thought we were referring
that's
to
Daf Beis.
Because we thought we were referring to the Jewish kings.
Well, we didn't. That's the Gemara's answer right now. That's the Gemara's answer right now.
And but the Habermen, we thought
we didn't know whatever. We didn't think about it. We didn't think. And now
so that conflicts. That if you say that the Shtar is the Tishrei.
So the Gemara says we'll go. Both of them are referring to the kings. The difference is a Jewish king we go Basar Nisan, and a Goyish king we go Basar Tishrei, unless the Goyish king is good for the Jews.
Yeah.
Good for the Jews.
Like Yavish in the beginning.
Koresh. I mean Koresh. Kala malchi shol kala malchi yumus oylam. El frek di gemara, el lo chodim rav chisto, lo yishalul la malchi yishol av la malchi yumus oylam mitishrei moninon. Rav chisto mastis no aso li ash moninon. He said, this is a memra. You're telling me that it's a beferish mishnah. We have two mishnah, we have two mishnah. So he's telling me over here, he dashed in the mishnah. So you mean machadish, for the steer of the mishnah, you're telling me this chidish. Problem is, it doesn't appear to be a Mishnah. Like, this cannot be the pshat in the Mishnah because it's a memra. Hodim Rav Chisa is not Moira. Rav Chisa, he comes along and he's I have a gewalt gechidish he never heard before in your whole life. Excuse me, 500 years ago, they already had a Mishnah that said this. What do you mean, Machadish, that we don't already? El Hodim Rav Chisa, lo yishanra, gewalt gechidish. El Malchi Yitzhol, al Malchi Mus'oilom, mitishrei maninan. Oh, Rav Chisa, you're telling me this chidish? We just explained now this pshat in the Mishnah. Rabbeinu HaKodesh has taught us this. Rav Chisa, masnism osol yashminan. The Gemara says, lo. Rav Chisa, kroy osol yashminan. He's coming over to teach the Pesukim. He's coming to elaborate. He's not coming to tell us the Iker Yisoid is from the Mishnah. He's just coming to give you time of the Kura, time of the Mishnah. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Kroyos Lashminan Keramina Beresh Perikin Divrei Nechem Ben Chakai. That was a long daf, a long sukkah. Went to the 5-6 sukkah in the morning, a whole series of sukkim to bring out this Yisoid, that when you go, that the calculation of the kings goes Basar Nisan. Goes Shlomo HaMelech. Remember, with Shlomo HaMelech, there was a whole series of psukim. So therefore, the Rav Chisa was not coming to tell us the Iker Yisoid. The Iker Yisoid is in the Mishnah. Rav Chisa was coming to tell us nothing more to prove it. Taimei Dekra to bring the Makar, the proof to the Mishnah. V'boy Seima, Rav Chisa k'Rabbi Zera Masnila. What do we mean? Rabbi Zera Omar Litkufa. Now, what does that mean? Look at Rashi. It's a hard Rashi over here. Iva Yisema, Rav Chisda, the Itz Tzedich Lashminan Kedam Moron, the Malchi Amos B'Tishrei, Les Lechod Rapop, the Parish Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim, the Hachal L'Shtoris. He has a whole new pshat. Enoch Nam, he holds, he's telling us, he disagrees. He has a new pshat in the Mishnah. And when it says that Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim means the Hachal L'Shtoris, Ela Kerbi Zer Masnil, the Perusha, the L'Shanim, the Masnison, Rabbi Zer Masni, Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim, L'Tkufa, Schama, Ulevana. He has a whole new pshat in the Mishnah. When it says in the Mishnah that Aleph Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim, it means for the calculation of the Chama and the Mazolis. The 20 is the Machzor HaGodol.
Could you explain the difference between the course Chama and Mazalas?
There are two machzorim. There's the machzor Chama, the machzor Gedoyla, and the machzor Ketana. The machzor is every 28 years. Every 28 years, what do? We make a bracha. Bracha to Hashem.
You
say
the sun.
What do we mean by the sun? So let's say in a nutshell. When was the sun put in Shemayim? The sun was put in Shemayim on the fourth day.
It was created the first day, but it was
fine. But when was
the
put? It was put in orbit when? If Wednesday night. It was put. The sun was put in the heaven.
Wednesday night.
Yeah. It was put in heaven, the Ma'oros, and it was Yom Revi. Yom Revi begins Wednesday night. So where, what time? 6 o'clock on the dot. 6 o'clock on the dot, Hashem put the Shemesh in the Shemaim. And the first time you could see would be 12 hours later when the sun in the morning, Alet HaShachar, you can see it approximately 12 hours later. Now, when Hashem put the sun, so listen, go exactly 1 year later. 1 year later, when you look at the sun, now the sun is going to be in the same place, pretty much, but the sun relative to the mazolos, the sun is in Shemayim.
What exactly the mazolos?
The stars and the moon. When you look at the sun,
the stars, there are billions and billions of stars.
But the constellations,
the planets.
Yeah. Okay, the okay. I'm sorry, you're right. The
did you know? You know planets. How many planets they are in this universe? Septillion or octillions, a machloikus. You know how many you have?
Vayoytze oysa achutza.
Here, 24 zeros after one. Parashas
Hashavu, vayoytze oysa achutza.
Those are stars, not planets.
Sefar esakoycham, imtuchal lispar oysam.
How do you know? How do you know stars not a planet?
Fine. When you look at the Shemesh has a backdrop. The Shemesh, the sun in Shemaim, isn't just a sky. There is, in the sky, the Shemesh is in a position relative to the planets and relative to the constellations.
You know, it's interesting that Hashem pointed out that wrong. You won't be able to count your seed, which at the end of the day, the counting is not what's important. Who is the children? Who are the children? Are they going to Derech of Tera Mitzvah?
So what Hashem means, they're not your children. Your children is only... You have to be Oisek in Torah Mitzvahs. It's a given.
Listen,
the children are being Oisek in Torah Mitzvahs.
But I want to elaborate on that. Yeah, Reb Yisrael, it says, just like, could you count the stars? No. That's how many children are going to multiply. I could count. I could tell you exactly how many children there are in the world. Mizman HaBayis?
15 million Jews saying.
In Mizman HaBayis? So what's the pshat? Mizman HaBayis, you could count. There was a count. There's a consensus how many children there are. So what's the pshat in that?
What's the pshat, yeah?
I don't know. I'm at... What's shots?
I don't know. Yes, in Gokash. You're saying that you're not going to be able to count the Yidden in the Velt. So you're saying that today.
Not today. Yeah, for Doiris.
Fine. So you're saying that there is today a basic idea of approximately.
Just like you can't count the stars because there's
census.
So many.
You're saying today, so how it's talking the shot? I don't know. Here, Gokash. How was that? Today,
that bothered me for a long time.
We have technology today where we have a basic analysis, basic assessment of how many people there are in the world. Approximately 7.5 billion people in this world today, human beings.
And Yidden is about 10 million.
15 million.
15 million,
14,
okay.
15 million. Now, we don't know exactly. How many of them are Shem Torah Mitzvahs? I don't know. What? How many of the 5? Only 5?
No, much more. More 5 million?
Five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Agudos El Eretz Yosta.
Five, what 5?
How many people from the 50 million Jews are Shomrei Torah Mitzvahs? Agudos El Eretz Yosta. He said only 5.
So that's Shlomo.
Shlomo is one of them. How many of them are Mamish?
I for sure, and I'm at the bottom of the list.
Shlomo
Rabinowitz. All I know for sure is Rabbi Shlomo Lehman. He's for sure one of them.
Shlomo Lehman, Ephraim Levine, me, in the fifth one.
I'm all the way in the top. I'm all the way in the bottom.
Me next.
How many are Shemitah Torah Mitzvahs? How many identify as being Shemitah Torah Mitzvahs?
I don't know what that means. Identify as Shemitah Torah Mitzvahs?
Traditional Judaism. In Eretz Yisrael, there are how many Yidden in Eretz Yisrael? There are
6 million.
There are 7 million people living in the state of Israel, the Medin. How many of them are Jewish? 6 million, less, 5 million. How many of them are traditional? Almost all of them. Almost all of them. Almost every Jew in Eretz Yisrael, to a degree, is observant of Yom Kippur.
There's so many secular Jews.
Okay, but you know who's to judge? How many of them have an idea about Yadis? They say Yom Kippur. Everyone Yom Kippur.
It's not considered Shem Torah. It's okay. Keep Yom Kippur.
Everyone actually say, even the biggest chilonim.
Here also.
They may eat lunch on Yom Kippur,
so
but
don't machnu shevek the American Yidden.
I don't know America. The people do mamish know from nothing. It's very sad.
A lot of American
mamish know from nothing.
Yom Kippur, they know it's the holiest day.
I'm not so
sure.
They're
very into Kaddish. very into going to shul.
I'm not so sure. Not in America. Eretz Yisrael, not in America.
Okay.
All right, weiter. Any event, yes, in a very good hasha, I don't know the answer. Let's go weiter.
So
therefore you're saying when the sun was put in the sky, I don't know all these things, but when the sun was put in the sky, it wasn't just stam put there. It was put there against a backdrop of the moon, the planets, the mazolos, right?
Yeah.
You go 1 year later, take a picture, you go back, take a picture of Maaseh Bereishis, of the sun, Wednesday night, 6 o'clock. The sun, you can't see the sun, but take a picture, whatever you can take a picture of it. Analyze the matzav of the Shemayim at 6 o'clock, Wednesday night, Maaseh Bereishis. Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, Maaseh Bereishis. Go one full year ahead. Earth goes around the sun, one full rotation. Take a picture. It's not the same. The position of the sun in the sky relative to the backdrop of the planets and the constellations and the earth is not the same. How many years? Because everything rotates at its own speed. Everything has their own. Everyone is like, it's like in Flatbush. Everyone does their own thing.
And what happens 28 years?
So it takes 28 years for everyone to realign, to come back together.
In the sun with the mazalas?
The sun. It takes 28 years for the sun to be in the sky in the same position relative to the other planets. I don't know all the details. I don't know the details.
You looked in the Rambam.
It takes 28 years for the sun to come. It's called the Machzor HaGadol. What's the Machzor HaKatan? The moon. What's the moon? How many leap years are there? How many leap years? There are 7 leap years in a 19-year cycle. Right? You have to make a leap year. Chodesh Aviv. You have to realign the moon to the sun. Chodesh Aviv. So how do you do that? You have to add a leap year every once in a while. How many leap years do you add into how many leaps? So every 2 years, 3 years, there's a cycle. The cycle is a 19-year cycle.
How do you know this?
This is all in the book.
There's all kinds of exceptions to get the pieces, the fresh.
Fine, there are exceptions. There's a cycle. And
there's, every 100 years, there's a, you skip it.
What Machzor? I think we're in the 305th Machzor since my Sebereishis of the 305th Machzor. Which year are we up to? This is in Ibiyar. Which one? We're in the middle, towards the middle now. I forgot the whole calculation. I have a whole thing written down, the whole thing. So we are now... That's called the Machzor HaKatan. The Machzor HaKatan is the Machzor HaGadol, the Machzor HaKatan.
Rav Shpinner spoke about this now in the Shia Thursday night.
Gvaldik. Lo Yoshana Machzor HaKatan. This the Chesnif, when it says Rosh Hashanah, when it says that Aleph Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah Lashonim, it means for the Kufas Shonim. When you want to make these calculations, and you want to make calculations of to know the Machzor HaGadol, Machzor HaKatan, we tackle don't paskin like this. We paskin that for the Tukufis, the Mazalos, we go Basar Nisan. We don't go Basar Tishrei. That's why.
You mean no? We start from. I don't understand what you mean, Basar Nisan. This is the first month, but the first month of the year is
first
Tishrei.
What? No, we don't do. We hold the world was created. We have a steer. Nusach HaTfilah, we say Hayom Haras Olam. We think it sounds like from the Nusach HaTfilah that we pasken the world was created in Tishrei, but that's not true. Halacha Lemaisa, we pasken the world was created in Nisan, not in Tishrei. In Machshava, Elu
v'Elu. How do you know we follow Rabbi Shua?
Because in the Tekufos, when you make the bracha of Oseh Maaseh Bereishis, and then it comes to the Ibra Hashanah. We follow Nisan. If I'm not mistaken, Halacha Lemaisa, we pass where it's Nogel Psak Halacha. If I'm not mistaken, we follow Rabbi Yeshua, we go Basar Nisan. When it comes to davening in Yone of Machshava, davening is Machshava. When it comes to the Tifin Yonim, then we follow Rabbi Eliezer and we go Basar Tishrei. That's why you say in the Nusach HaTfilah, Hayoim Hara Soilam. Hayoim.
They have conception.
You say in the Nusach of the Mi and Russian, what do you say? You say Kama Yavrun v'Kama Yiboreyun. What is that? What do those words mean in Russian Yikosev? Brash Hashan Yikosev Revium Tsum Tibor Yazim. So then we say Mi Kama Yavrun v'Kama Yiboreyun. So the Olam says, how many will pass? Yavrun with the vase. Ye'avrun, how many will pass from this world? To pass. to pass away. That's what they say in the Velt, to pass away. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he says that's not the pshat. I don't know if he says it's wrong. He says the Iker Gears is Kama, I think it was a Patach. Ya Abir, with a base, not a vase. Ya Abirun. How many Noshim will conceive? You hear? Ya Abrun. How many will conceive?
Why does he say, why does
and then Kama Yiboreyun, how many will be born? And from those that are born, how many miyichye miyamos? Who will live? Who will die? And those who die, when will they die? Because the word, because then it's repetitious. It's repetition. And why do you have to say kama yav and kama yiboreyun when you go on to say miyichye miyamos? You want to say it's shayna.
But then it's both of them are positive. You have to have one positive, one negative.
No, you don't. Who ever told you have to have one positive, one negative?
Each way works.
All right, you can be Raya, Zaraya. I hear what you're saying. I'm not Mukhach. Then you go on to say all the Mibikitsa, Mi Barash, Mi Bacherev, Mi Magefa. Those are all negatives. So those are not parallels, all those. They're not parallels. Kama Ye Abarun, how many will be conceived? Kama Ye Boreun. And from those that are born, Mi Yechi Mi Yomos. And from those that will live, Mi bikitza, mi loy bikitza.
So you're telling me it's a typo?
And why? I don't know, a typo, different mahalchem. And why does this takav make a lot of sense? Because it's hayoim haras oilam. Aleph Tishrei, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's not the lemaisa. The lemaisa, the bria of the Welt, is in Nisan. The Ibur of the Welt took place
hold
in
on a
Tishrei.
Second. And 1 second.
It was a Mikatsoi, seven-month baby. We're a seventh-month baby.
So according to Rav Shua,
preemie. According
to Rav Shua, it's Nissan, Sabi was Yom HaRas Olam.
What?
According to Rav Shua.
It's not a stira. Rav Yeshua is going Lamaisa. Rav Eliezer is going in Machshava. Rav Eliezer is going in the Ibur, and Rav Yeshua is going in Lamaisa. And that's why it's...
And 1 second, so what is HaRas Olam according to Rav Shua?
He agrees. This is all Joshua. He agrees that it's conception.
What conception? Quite sure that's when Adam Rish was born.
Rabbi Yeshua says the world was created in Nisan. Rabbi Eliezer says the world was created in Tishrei. So how do you answer the stira?
Okay, so the Bnei Soscha says,
this is not a Shur and Drush. Let's learn Lemaisa. It's not a Drush here. Let's go weiter. Weiter in the Gemara. Mas Nisan, so this is a very important Rashi. Rashi has a new Pshat, Rabbi Zera. He learns the Pshat, Rabbi Chista says, Rabbi Chista's Mechadesh, it's his chiddush of Chista. That is a chilik between the Malchei Yisrael and the Malchei Umay Soilam. The Malchei Yisrael Maninan from Nisan, the Malchei Umay Soilam is from Tishrei. Good?
Yeah.
That's Rav Chista's chiddush. Oh, what about this tier in the Mishnah? So it says in the Mishnah that Nisan is L'malachim, L'shtarais. Oh, but then it says Tishrei L'shanim. Rabbi Zeira learns the word L'shanim means L'tekufais. What does it mean, L'tekufais? L'tekufais. El Rabbi Zeira, the Menolim, Masti L'Ogli Perusha, the L'shanim, the Masti Tzon, Rabbi Zeira, Masti R'shanim, L'shanim, L'tekufas Chama, U'levona, Loimar, Shemayninan, L'briyosan, V'hiluchan, Sh'l'tekufas Chama, U'moldois, Halavana, Mitishrei. All of the fine points in life, the person who makes the announcement when the moilid will be, ask him to explain you this Rashi. Okay, we make all the calculations, of the moilid. You need a starting point. You need a starting point of the Bria in order to make the calculations, in order to make the Chodesh Nisan fit with Chodesh Tishrei, the Mispar Katan, to know when to make the Bracha of, to know the Mazon, the Mispar Gadol, they have to realign, all the things are way over my head. Okay, right, next Gemara. Rebbe Lozahi, Diyamar B'Tishrei Nivra Ha'olam, and we're going like Rebbe Loza that says the world was created in Tishrei. And that's why...
Rabbi Eliezer,
correct. Rabbi Eliezer, the Amar B'Tishrei Nivra Ha'olam. Okay, that is...
So, 1 second, you made a mistake before. You said Rabbi Shua said that.
I said Rabbi Shua says Tishrei, Nisan.
I'm sorry. Rabbi Shua said Tishrei?
I made a mistake,
no,
that's
I think
for
you
sure.
Made a mistake.
No, I didn't make that. I didn't make other mistakes.
I think Rabbi Shua said Tishrei.
I said Rabbi Shua says Nisan.
No, but I think you switched it around.
All right, sure? If you can tell me, I said Gesundheit. Hate. Fine.
You know what?
Devarim Shemar.
I want to make sure.
The Gemara says it right here. The Gemara, what do you want? The Gemara is right here. What are you going to learn?
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Rav Nachma Yitzchak, Ledin, a new din, a new pshat. Aleph, so he realizes also the same. We said that we answer the same. We said that Aleph Tishrei is Ledin. Now, what does it mean, Ladin? The sentence of the Pasuk,
Nashem. Where does it say Ladin?
The Gemara, next piece of Gemara.
Oh, I'm sorry, the Ksib,
Mereshis Hashana, Ad Achreshana. The Gemara makes a drasha. Mereshis Hashana, Nidoin, Mayehe, Besoifa. The Gemara makes a drasha.
Why does it say Achreshana? What does it say Hashana?
The Satmarov.
Satmarov.
Satmarov, right.
That's a
Gemara. The Tisha. How do you know this Tisha? Who says that the Yom Hadin is going to be in Tishrei? So the Gemara says, when do we have a festival? Shachodesh. That the Chodesh is in Kinsil. I'll turn the page over here. Shachodesh Mishasabai. When is the Chodesh Mishasabai? When is Rosh Hashanah? Okay, so therefore, this was starting.
You don't
off,
see yet the moon.
All of the Moadim are in the middle. Cloud Yisrael, we take pride in the Levana. So, right? Elmole Loizachu Yisrael Lahaku Pnevim Shachon Mechavash Dayam. Okay, yeah. The Levana. So therefore, you would expect that all of the Moadim should be during the 15th day of the month. So why then is Rosh Hashanah on the 15th? It's not. Rosh Hashanah is Bakese Yom Chageinu. When the moon is not
here. Look
what Rashi says. Ruchaykin Kagan. Mischasebo lo Ruchaykin. Kagan Shachris Levnei Mara Ve'arvis Levnei Mizrach Lefis Shekatane Hisamach Lechidusha. So he's saying over here, you cannot see the moon altogether. You cannot see the moon. Lorchaykin when shachris in the morning. Okay, this is some astronomical type of a calculation that in the morning of Rosh Chodesh you cannot see the very interesting idea. On Rosh Chodesh, there's a lot of chachm in this Rashi over here that on Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Rosh Hashanah, you cannot see the moon in the morning, only in the morning. And already a little later on in the day. If the conditions are correct, you'll be able to see the moon in the sky.
And Lebnei Ma'ariv.
And Lebnei Ma'ariv.
The ones that live in Ma'ariv.
Those live in the western part of the world, the western part of the civilized world. The Arvis live name. Those live in the east side, they cannot see the moon in the evening. It is very, very small when it renews. So you cannot, for the first 6 hours, of the Chidush HaLevana, it is impossible to see the moon. It's impossible.
Yeah.
There's a 6 hour time from the Moilid, from the time of the Moilid for the first 6 hours. So if I'm not mistaken, it's impossible to see the moon. So that's only on the first day. That's the Chiddush. So Bekese Liyoyim Chageinu. On the first day of the month, it is impossible to see the moon.
Second day called, also, it says up to 3 days. The third day, halachically, could have been
Kaddish. No, that's why Rashi. No, that. No, no, no. What? That's no Kiddush Levana. You can't do it until 3 days, until you can see it for sure.
Right.
You can be near.
Not only the first, second.
What does it say in the next? The pasuk goes. The pasuk is talking about Rosh Hashanah because the pasuk is about Kesel Yom Chagim. The only one of the Chagim which on the first day of Rosh, first day of the Chodesh is Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
And what does it say in the pasuk? The pasuk goes Vayta Ki Choyk. It's a day of Mishpat.
Yeah.
Ki choyku li yisholhu, mishpat luke Yaakov. It's a choyku li yisholhu, therefore that's a raya. Tarabonon, ki choyku li yisholhu, mishpat luke Yaakov, melamit shem bezin sholmalo nechnasim ledin, ela imkein kitshu bezin sholmato es hachoydesh. It says, bakese li yoyim chageinu, and this says, ki lo choyku li yisholhu, you first need to trigger the choyk by Yisrael, in order for Bezdin, Shalmaila, for there to be Mishra. It's not going to be a din of a Mishpat, Leilai Kei Yaakov, until there's a Choyk Li Yisrael. All right? We have to now daven Arvis.
Shkoyach. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you.